I'm excited because we've been very relationship heavy over the last couple of weeks and now we're going super sexy. It is time for sex therapy with Rachel Cook and we are going to talk about the orgasm gap. We need to talk about it. Needless to say, women are getting the short end of the stick again, but why? So our resident sex and relationship therapist, Rachel Cook, is on the line. Hello.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. Are you excited to go back to the sexy stuff?
Oh, my God. We've been getting so many questions in and I've had a load of people asking me, like, great, really love hearing about the relationship stuff, but when are you getting back to the sex? So here
talk dirty to me, Rachel. Yes. Okay. Well, let's get the basics down first of all. Can we just be clear? I mean, I know. But can we be clear on what an orgasm actually is?
Yes, we can. I think it's good to start with the basics. So, yeah. So an orgasm is a peak of sexual arousal. It's a physical reflex of rhythmic muscular contractions or tension that generally, tension release that generally feels intense and kind of pleasurable, although some people find it uncomfortable or even painful. But generally,
really?
Orgasms feel very pleasurable. There you go.
I never knew some people find it uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Okay.
It is unfortunate.
If you are one of those people, get in touch 51552. You can text in if you have any questions during the segment. Okay. So tell us, what's the orgasm gap then?
Yeah, so the orgasm gap is something that has been studied for quite a long time now. It's also known as the pleasure gap. So it basically refers to the disparity or the gap between heterosexual men and women in terms of sexual satisfaction. So more specifically, it's the unequal amount of orgasms being had during sex. So the studies have found over and over again that heterosexual women are the people having the least orgasms during sex. Men are just having loads more with whoever they're having sex with.
Okay.
But what's interesting is that it's been found that lesbian and bisexual women are having significantly more orgasms, i.e. with other women, than heterosexual women are having with men.
Interesting.
So, yeah, and there's also a gap between women having orgasms when they're alone and having orgasms when they're with a partner. So there we go.
Why is this? Is because men are not good with that part of the anatomy? What's going on?
There's quite a few different reasons. I really think it's partly about lack of knowledge about anatomy. I think there, you know, on the part of lots of people, you know, there's been lots and lots of research that has shown that more than half of people, when they're shown a diagram of, you know, a vulva and a vagina, can't even point to which part is the vagina. You know, and that's people of all genders who struggle with this. So just the education is not there. Then I think there's often, you know, when men are having sex with women, they're assuming that people with vaginas like to be touched in the same way that penises do, which usually is not the case. And then we also have the fact that people are just not communicating with their partners. So they haven't taken the time to find out what the person they're having sex with likes, how they like to be touched, what they don't like, what really turns them off. And also, I think then a lot of people just simply haven't taken the time to learn simple techniques. So there's that as well. And there's also, lastly, I would say there is a little bit of an element of the fact that it's a bit easier to make people with penises come to ejaculate. They're a little bit easier, but I really want to be careful around saying that because it is nowhere near as difficult to bring people with vaginas to orgasm as we often hear, as if it's this amazingly mysterious, difficult, elusive thing. It is not. So there we go.
Okay. So let's talk about orgasms and if you are experiencing an orgasm gap in your relationship or when your sexual relations, and why should we focus on it? Like the benefits of orgasming.
Oh, there's so many, you know, like it can make people feel like serious stress release. You know, there can be an element of kind of positive escapism where you just get to be, you know, out of your sort of daily routine, which you can say for all of sex, that's not specific to orgasms. But for some people like learn to have really, really powerful, long, multiple orgasms, can be very explosive, can feel like a total reset. You know, the research has shown that it's great for your health to orgasm. You know, people often have lower blood pressure. They have lower likelihood of having all sorts of health issues, including, you know, heart attacks, it seems. So it's really great for you to have regular and frequent orgasms.
Can I ask you this? Why are women able to keep having sex after they orgasm while men often get sleepy and or disinterested and can't get hard again for a while. Does that contribute to the gap?
I think it probably does contribute to the gap, you know, again, so kind of for people with penises, their body chemistry tends to change after ejaculating because the biochemical known as prolactin is released. Now, prolactin is strongly associated with sleep. And so that is one of the reasons why, you know, often people with vaginas, I think they release either very little prolactin or maybe even none for some people, whereas it's very common for men, for people with penises to produce a lot of prolactin when they ejaculate. So it just generally means that you're going to be flooded with this biochemical that makes you very, very tired. I would also say that particularly when men, it's not only when men are having sex with women, but it's often more physically exhausting to be the kind of giving penetrative partner if you're having penetrative sex than it is to be the receiving partner in terms of just the amount of vigorousness of the movements. Not always. There's lots of people where that's not the case, but I would say it is regularly more physically exhausting for men from the way in which they're moving during penetration.
A few questions in. I'm a woman and I have a problem with my boyfriend. Whenever I'm having sex with him and I'm getting close during penetrative sex with him touching me, he gets really turned on and inevitably it pushes him over the edge. Then he can't keep going. What we were just talking about. So I don't even end up climaxing at all. It's gotten to the point that I actually feel tense and anxious about getting close to orgasm because I'm so used to the sex ending without any orgasm for me. What should I do?
Oh, so this is really, it's actually really common. And I think it's very unfortunate because often both people or however many people are having sex together find it very arousing to know that someone else is close to orgasm. And that can be also very arousing for the person who is about to orgasm to know that the other person or people are very excited by that. But if it does tip, especially a person with a penis over the edge, and then it means that they immediately become, you know, not everyone. Some people stay hard after they ejaculate. But a lot of people with penises, you know, kind of fairly immediately go flaccid or their penis becomes too sensitive and they just don't want more stimulation in that way. So I would say, you've kind of got to probably do some training around how to stop him from ejaculating when he gets so excited. So it might be that
training,
you experiment
yes.
with having more orgasms without kind of penis and vagina or penis and anus sex and see how that goes where the, you know, this person is just orgasming more not having that.
Yeah, here's another one. I'm a guy and I always want my wife to climax during sex. Sometimes I put in so much effort and it still doesn't happen, which actually is kind of hurtful and damages my ego. How can I get her to orgasm more? Not a lovely
okay.
text. Isn't that a best boy? Best boy.
So this one I have a slightly different response to, because when people talk about the ego damage, you know, this is something I'm seeing with a lot of porn over the last few years. It has become this kind of macho sport as to how much you can make women orgasm, and particularly more recently it's been about squirting, and so it has become this kind of self-focused achievement or accomplishment for men, which I think is unhelpful, because ideally you want your partner, whatever their gender, to orgasm, you know, because you know that it's pleasurable, stress relieving, connecting, fun, whatever else, adventurous, whatever else for them, rather than because it massages your ego. So I would say probably talk to her more about, you know, how she, does she actually want to orgasm? Some people don't find orgasms that pleasurable. Some people feel so exhausted after them that it doesn't really feel worth the effort. And so, you know, I would
take
say
the pressure
really
off. Yes.
Yeah, take the pressure off. It doesn't mean stop focusing on that person having orgasms if they want to have orgasms. It just means talk more about it
yes.
and don't make it about your own ego to make someone else's orgasm. That's unhelpful.
Why is it so much easier for me to orgasm by myself? This person says.
Ah, Jen, would you stop?
I think I know. We talked about this before. I think I know what you're going to say, but go on.
Yeah, so, I think for a lot of people, even when their partner does exactly what you,
yeah.
know, you ask, do, it can still be a lot more difficult. And it's simply about being used to, you know, that when you've got a partner involved, there's often just a lot more going on in terms of the, you know, environment and what you can control about that. So for some people, that becomes more of a turn on and makes them more likely to orgasm because it feels, you know, exciting and kind of slightly unpredictable. But for a lot of people, it's just much easier. You know, I know tons of people who can make themselves come in 10 to 30 seconds on their own, but might potentially take many minutes with a partner and different types of stimulation. So I would say, you know, just play around with that. For some people, that really doesn't bother them at all. And for some people, you can enjoy it as a type of challenge to be able to come with a partner as quick as you can on your own.
Speaking about the gap, two things that have really stuck out to me is training and challenge. Those two things. So two vital things if you want to close that gap.
Here, it would be great if we could have some better porn. You know, most porn does not show realistic orgasms for people with vaginas at all. You know, there's a huge focus still in most of mainstream free to access porn on, you know, facial cum shots and stuff like that. And, you know, some people really enjoy that and that pink can be great, but it's definitely the minority of people. And we're just not seeing realistic orgasms a lot of the time. Or now there's this kind of focus on the achievement of getting someone to squirt. And yeah, great if you really enjoy that, you find that pleasurable, you find it interesting. But for most people, I think realistically, we just need a bit more education, knowledge, awareness, and communication, as always. So
listen,
that we can all have lovely orgasms.
Absolutely. Great advice there. It's such an important conversation, but I think we'll leave it there when you said facial cum shots. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. We'll meet again next week and we'll talk about, well, whatever you guys want to talk about. If there's anything in particular you would like Rachel and myself to discuss on the show, all you got to do is text 51552. Sorry, I'm just getting a couple of texts in at the moment. Listen to the show, packed up in my car, about to go into college. Radio was on quite loud with the window slightly down. Just got some death stares off a group of women when Rachel was talking about orgasms.
Ah, they're only jealous.
Yeah, but this text said that's a big part of the problem, I think. The shame Irish people place upon ourselves. Another texter, sorry, before you go, Rachel. Yeah. I can tend to be a little bit brief at times during relations with my girlfriend. So would regularly bring her to climax before we have sex, which also turns me on too. A good side benefit. But when she climaxes multiple times, she gets a headache. Is there anything we can do to prevent this? It can be a little distracting, I think, if she's uncomfortable in any way.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. I love the both parts of this message. You know, the first part being like adapt around, you know, what works for your body. Sometimes people can train themselves into lasting a lot longer. And sometimes that's just not necessary. Or we might have unrealistic ideas of how long you're supposed to last. You know, realistically, a lot of penetrative sex only lasts about 5 to 10 minutes. You know, it doesn't have to be longer than that unless that's what you want. And the second part there is that about the headaches. Yeah, actually, you know, it's not majorly common, but certainly not majorly rare either. And in my experience, it's mostly to do with breathing, because often when we are close to orgasm, we'll hold our breath a lot as we're kind of concentrating either on the sensation or wanting to bring ourselves to orgasm. And so sometimes it means you're holding a breath, which can lead you to get a headache. So I would say focus on doing some lovely, deep, slower breaths, and you might find that the headaches disappear.
And look at you having a partner that climaxes multiple times. I mean, these people, they've obviously, you know, trained themselves very well. They should have some kind of a badge or something, some badge of honor. Amazing.
That's what we should all go around with. We should have different badges for different levels.
Yeah. Once in a while, or once in a blue moon, or every time, or multiple times. They're heroes. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. That is our sex and relationship therapist. You can catch her on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with the knee on the end. She is back next week. If you have a topic you would like us to discuss, email the team 24/7, because I'm rarely here. 24/7 there around jen@rte.ie. We'll be back. 2 FM.